money for mine. Another girl I dig, another hustle just to make it big. And rock away, rock away. Oh, rock away, rock away. Your girl looks so pretty to me, like it always did. Oh, like the Spanish city to me, when we were kids. Your girl, it looks so pretty to me, just like it always.
Seven FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. To the front.
We missed that rhythm. That was real bad. We were doing really well when the song was on, I do have to say. Yeah. But yeah. Anywho.
So yes, we are here for the Hope House Radio Requestathon. Get those requests in over at max.fm. Click on the calendar event. It'll take you right to the link. $5 minimum donation. Get your request on there. You will have a dedication, minimum $10 dedication, and $25 to boot a song and play your own. We are here till at least 4 o'clock today. The goal is to raise $5,000. If we hit $5,000, Emily has agreed to get her hair dyed purple and get purple fingernails. I have now agreed for purple and teal hair if we get that goal.
Purple and teal.
Purple and teal, yes.
Okay.
So the teal is for sexual assault violence awareness.
What's the teal for?
That's what the teal is, sorry. And the purple is for, yes. And so, yes, so... And then purple and teal fingernails. So we'll see what happens.
I thought maybe you were just, you know, being particular about a highlight color.
No.
Something. I mean.
Yeah, I got gray. It's a highlight color. That's
anything
a highlight.
Works.
But hey, at least I have hair. Hair today, gone tomorrow.
Wendy's also going to get her fingernails done in teal. And our sweet intern, Killian, is going to dye his hair purple, which, again, so bold for a high school student.
Yes.
I'm already so proud of this kid. So, and he's doing a great job. He's picking it up fast. So we're happy to have him in the morning.
Yes, he's been here 3 days, and he's agreed to have his hair dyed purple. If we hit that $5,000 goal, I can tell you we're all feeling confident right now that he's not going to have to do that, because right now we're at $1,650. We're a long ways.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, long ways from that goal, but, you know, we are getting closer to that goal every time. No, Emily, Weicker Great Day Realtor is a sponsor of this, and why is that so important to you?
Well, boy, I have so many things to say, so many feelings to feel about that. We are super happy to sponsor this fundraiser. Weicker Realtors Great Day is a group of folks in the Baraboo and surrounding area, Reedsburg, Laval, et cetera, et cetera. We also have an office down in Madison, so we are happy to, you know, help everybody out with their real estate needs in South Central Wisconsin. But we also like people to know that we are, you know, human beings with huge hearts, and we are so happy and honored to be part of this fundraiser. And I, as many people in this room, wear many hats. I'm involved with Weicker Realtors as well as the radio station in the morning show, and I'm so honored to be part of both of those things and honored to be here and have been part of this fundraiser this year. It's been so much fun. Thank you for having me. You know, just want to give props to all of the agents out there working hard, because it is a hard job being a real estate agent. It is extra hard being part of an organization like Hope House, because that is work that never ends, unfortunately. But people that are there are doing a heck of a job. So thank you out there. I'm going to step out and I'm going to let Mr. Aaron from the afternoon take over. Thanks, guys. Everybody donate.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here, Emily. We appreciate you for having an extended visit with us today.
I'm going to step out too, Dave.
All right. So Corey Harper.
For a little bit, at least.
For a little bit. Yeah. Stop on back. We appreciate you being here. I've got some stuff for you before you leave. Don't forget. So,
all right.
So thank you, Corey, for stepping in.
You
so
bet.
We appreciate it. All right. Well, you just didn't want to hear meatloaf. So if you guys want to have Corey Hartman back, just request meatloaf and not the kind that you eat. So we know how much Corey loves his meatloaf, the kind that's on his plate. And so thank you, Corey, for being part of this as well. All right, we do have another song request that we do want to get on the air. And this is The End of You. And who requested this song, Wendy? I know you're keeping track of all that for me.
Jim
requested this, and it's a dedication
to the hammer.
Dedicated to the hammer. All right, so here we go.
I toil in silence, don't know where my mind is, numb from the shock of it all. Cut myself open, but I wasn't broken. Tried to fix what wasn't wrong. Can you feel it taking over? The start of life for me. How is that to know? Crystalline castles turn to dust in the palm of your hand. But I'm wide awake this time, burning down to find nothing inside. Can you feel it taking over? I feel it creeping in.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 12:13 on Thursday afternoon is the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-A-Thon, brought to you by Bank of Wisconsin Dells, Secure Strategic Technology, Weicker Great Day Realty, Baraboo State Bank, Legacy Dinner Theater, Monster Mash Spooktacular. We have four of those tickets we're auctioning off on the text line. Current bid, 225, looking for 250, $320 value, and also thank you to Riverside and Great Northern Railway Pumpkin Train. Aaron Carreno's in the house. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, you guys? Sounded pretty good on my way up here. I'm really impressed with all the requests, because every request I hear means it's another donation to Hope House. So let's keep that momentum going, especially with it being the lunch hour. If you're listening right now at work or even at home, it's fine. Get everybody together around you, if you got some coworkers, and see if you can all pool in and do one big request for donation to Hope House.
That's a great idea. Jamie's back with us from Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. So, Jamie, thank you so much for being back with us.
Happy to be back. I've been listening all morning.
We're having a great time. And again, all this is for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. We're going to hear from some of our advocates again this afternoon as well. For more information about Hope House, if they need the website or call you, what's the easiest way to do that, Jamie?
Yeah, Hope House is hopehousescw.org or 608-356-7500.
And so they're available 24/7. If you need something, please get a hold of them. We are trying to raise $5,000 today. And right now, I'm going to go check my spreadsheet. We're at $1,650. So we're way short of that $5,000 goal, Aaron.
We got to get there. We can make this happen. You know, I was thinking about this, and you know, the way the world is now, you know, you sometimes feel like I just can't control anything that's happening and what's going on. This is a moment where you can make a difference. This is an opportunity where you can make a donation and have real value and make a real difference in the lives of people who rely on the support of Hope House. So think about that right now. You know, put it into context and, you know, this is what local radio is all about, and this is what helping our partners are all about as well.
Yeah, and as I said last year, we have lost $600,000 in federal grant funds, and so we are in significant need to keep programming funded, and so every dollar that's raised goes right back into funding programming.
And that's why it's so important for what we're doing today. So again, you can go to max.fm and get those requests in. $5 minimum donation gets a request on air, $10 for that dedication, and $25 to bump whatever song is on air. We appreciate everyone's support today. Again, go to max.fm. And we had a request, and this was for Purple Rain. And Wendy, who's requesting Purple Rain?
Eric
is requesting Purple Rain in honor of Hope House. So a little bit of Prince for you on your Thursday afternoon. It's a beautiful day out there, just sitting outside the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Purple Rain by Prince on Max FM.
I never meant to call you in your sorrow. I never meant to call you in your pain. I don't want to watch that night see you laughing. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain. Purple rain. Purple
kind of friend.
This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM. I have Tom Lyons in studio with me from the Riverside and Great Northern Railroad in Wisconsin Dells. Tom, how are you doing today?
Dave, it's a great day. Thanks for having me on.
And you're here to help support a great cause. Hope House of South Central Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is kind of two-sided. So we're excited to be part of the sponsor, if you will, partner with Hope House. Of course, that's the only domestic violence shelter in a five-county area, and this is something that's near and dear to our hearts, and we appreciate all they do. But also, the Little Railroad, as it's known in the Dells area, Wisconsin Dells, is having their pumpkin trains, which happen every year, and it has become bigger and better than ever. And so we are so excited this year because within the last year, if you haven't been out to the railroad in the last year, you will not believe the changes. We've got new buildings. We've got new trains, the trains from the Milwaukee Zoo. We purchased some of those over last year. And there's just a lot of cool things happening.
Now, if people want more information, how do they get in contact with you, Tom?
Yeah, so really important this year, especially because we've seen such an increase of ridership. DellsTrain.com is the website, DellsTrain.com. That's going to get you all the information you need, but the more important thing is you're going to be able to buy your tickets in advance, because last year we were turning people away left and right because trains just sell out. We can only handle so much capacity. The other part of this is there's a lot of other things going on in the park, and so you can spend a few hours there. There's coloring contests for the kids and all sorts of fun stuff, but go to DellsTrain.com.
So DellsTrain.com, get your tickets in advance. And when are the train rides starting, and what's all the start times and dates on that, Tom?
Absolutely. So we start this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. The park opens at 9 a.m. First train goes out at 9:30. And when you go online, you'll be able to buy a particular spot on the train so that you know what train you're going to be riding on. And then we run to about 4 o'clock. But if passengers require it, we will add a couple extra trains.
It is such a great venue out there and a great chance to see that area as well, Tom. Is there anything else you want to add before you leave today?
No, just once again, an honor to be partnering with Hope House. We love what they do, and we're just excited for being a part of this.
Tom, thank you so much for your support, as always. We really appreciate you stopping in today as well. This is Dave Grant and Tom Lines with 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is our Hope House Radio Request Line. We do want to take a moment and thank all of our sponsors, including Bank of Wisconsin Dells. We have the one and only Brandon Wagner in here. Good afternoon, Brandon. How are you doing today, buddy?
Dave, I'm great. Thank you for having me.
It is so great that you're able to stop in. We appreciate your support and for the donation towards Hope House. We appreciate that. And why is Hope House so important, Brandon?
Hope House does some incredible work in our communities, and it is extremely important that people get the help that they need. Hope House is one of those only options, and so we need to build up Hope House as much as we can and keep them going into perpetuity.
Yes, we do. And you can help today by making that donation to the Request-a-thon. We know you were helping out with some of the donations this morning, a little back and forth with your partner that is on Friday Night Football, Mr. Ben Bromley. So we appreciate both of you guys helping out today. So.
Absolutely. I just want to thank all the volunteers for Hope House just all the hard work that they do, and continue to know that there's a need, and your work is very much noticed, appreciated, and supported throughout our communities. So,
yes, and we thank all of them. We thank our advocates, and Jamie, it means so much when people help out, right?
Yeah, I mean, our advocates, they are the greatest people, and they work so hard to support survivors, but for the community to stand behind the work that they do is critical, and so I want people to know that we really, truly can't support survivors without this community.
And we thank our community. And to make those donations today, go to max.fm. That's our website. You can click on the calendar link. You can make your request. Again, $5 minimum donation gets your request on air. $10 for that dedication, or minimum $25 donation to bump a song, which we heard happen this morning. Right, Brandon?
It did. But the better news, Dave, is I have a $500 check to present to Hope House here.
Thank you.
From the bank, and this is our fourth year. This is the fourth year, right?
Yes,
this
it is
the fourth year annual. That I have come in.
Yes.
And I'm proud to say that, and just to support Hope House, and
we're going to continue to do this. Thank you. So supportive, and
great.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. Yep, thank you. And thank you for all your work. So.
And thank you again for participating in this fourth year. It's our fourth annual Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. We appreciate your support so much, and all your coworkers' support up at Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Thank you so much, Brandon.
Absolutely.
And please pass along our regards to everyone there.
I will, and enjoy the best view in town. Would you, Dave?
I will. And do you have any challenges that you want to throw out there for maybe some of our other banking facilities today?
Oh, other banking facilities.
Yeah.
That would be great. Even credit unions, because I'm really not a big... Oh, never mind.
We can say credit unions. Credit,
we can say that too. I would challenge all these financial institutions to help Hope House. I know some of them definitely have throughout the years, and I just hope that they can run down here maybe and give some support today. I know that obviously Baraboo State Bank is one of the sponsors and continues to give back, but I haven't heard a lot from anyone else today.
So far, those are the only two.
Okay. All right.
We've reached out. We're waiting to hear back from some. But yeah, if they can drop those donations off just like you did, where are we at? You know how to explain to people where we're at.
Absolutely. We're on the square, the Weikert building downtown, the old Wells Fargo, the old First National, if you're in banking, right?
Yes.
I heard you mention that this morning, really bright and early, the old First National building.
Can you believe I remember that from that long ago?
Yeah.
That's how long I've been in Baraboo.
Oh, yeah,
so.
For sure.
Corner of 3rd and Oak. We're up on the second floor, 502 Oak Street. Bring those donations by. Please help out Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Again, Brandon, thank you so much for everything that you do. Bank Wisconsin Dells, we definitely appreciate everyone's support today.
You bet.
And we're going to get a couple of quick words in from our sponsors today. And then we've got a special song request coming up in just a couple of minutes on Max FM.
Get ready to go for the green and gold with 99.7 Max FM. Listen to Max FM each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 99.7 Max FM. Sponsored locally by Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, the ultimate thrill ride near the heart of Wisconsin Dells, open year-round.
Mike Y here from Weichert Realtors Great Day Group. I want to tell you about a beautiful mid-century colonial home I have listed at 420 14th Street, Baraboo. It will blow your mind with its 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath, 2-car attached garage. It has an oversized yard with beautiful mature landscaping and a 3-season room. Patrick, take it away.
I wanted to let you know about a recent price reduction on my listing at 332 4th Ave. This property is fresh on the market and sits in a prime location. It's a fantastic opportunity and move-in ready for the right buyer with convenient locations near schools, shops, and downtown Baraboo. For more information, check out greatdaybrokers.com.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Y with Weichert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Hi, this is Rhonda, an account executive at Civic Media, and you're listening to me on 99.7 Max FM. If you can hear me, so can your customers. Contact me about advertising at 608-340-2177 or email me at rhonda@max.fm.
Never talk to us again.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We are in the Weicker Great Day Building, corner of 3rd and Oak, in the Max FM studios. And Aaron, we have a song request from Joel today to play.
All right, so I can't see the screen, so what exactly is it? Or do I want to know what it is? That's usually the follow-up to that.
Yeah, so it's the Sugar Hill Gang going out to all those 80s kids out there from Joel Carter.
I know this one. And I think someone's going to have to bump it personally.
Yeah, I am thinking.
Sorry, Joel.
Yeah, I think we're going to get it bumped. Aaron Carreno in studio with us. And this one is a little bit of a longer song. We are not playing the whole thing. That's the other part of this. So I was surprised at how long this is. And, you know, Joel, we appreciate you, buddy, but there is no way we're playing the whole version.
Are we going to play the whole version?
No, we're not playing the whole thing. This is a long song, Aaron, and there's a long intro.
Wow, so yeah. That's really all that matters, but let's just get through a minute or so, and then somebody can bump it.
Yeah.
And then there's another donation to Hope House.
Exactly.
So that's a win-win, and everybody gets their song, everybody gets a donation. So,
and this is great for all the 80s kids out there. Some of us may be born a little before the 1980s.
Here we go. Okay. Stop, rock it out, baby, bubba to the boogity, bang, bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm, that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. When I'm imp the dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak spank or do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Trent's trio, or when the serious joiner from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme. Because they say that miracles never cease, I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. While I was coming home late one dark afternoon, reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. The Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose, flying through the air and panning many hoes. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party hard like you just don't care.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is the Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. Thank you to Joel. Unfortunately, we cannot play the whole song. We do limit the length of some of these songs, so we appreciate Joel's request of the Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight. We have George from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce in studio with us. Good afternoon, George. How are you doing today?
Very good, Dave. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for being here and helping support the Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. And you know how important Hope House is to this area. Why is Hope House so important to the five-county area, George?
Well, and you mentioned five counties. I mean, you think about it, it's not just Sauk County. It's Columbia. It's Juneau, Marquette, Adams County. That's a big footprint to take care of, to serve families, women, children in need of their services, from 24/7 helpline to shelter services, advocacy, all of that. Hope House has been a great member of the chamber for many years, and I'm here to challenge the business community. We've got 400 plus members. There are a couple of things Hope House has coming up that the business community can and usually does step up and help with. First is Purple Thursday. That's on Thursday, October 23rd, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 720 Ash Street. And you could come in and donate all sorts of items that are needed to replenish the supplies at the Hope House, from toilet paper to paper towel, laundry detergent, baby wipes, body wash, lotion. You can find the full list on the Hope House website, hopehousescw.org. So I, again, challenge the business community to step up. There's also going to be a give and grill from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. that day at Baraboo Elks Lodge. It's going to be serving food. You come and make a donation, you get a free lunch. How could you go wrong with that?
You definitely can't go wrong with that. And again, George is challenging all of the businesses to do a donation. And right now I have an update. We're at $2,150. So we're a long ways from that goal for getting there, but we're getting closer. We're almost to that halfway point. George, the goal is to raise $5,000 today.
Excellent. Well, here's to it.
And so challenging our businesses.
Step it up. There's a second major effort Hope House is undertaking, and that is a year-end fundraising campaign. The organization has, lost some grant money along the way. That's to be expected. Sometimes grants will come in, sometimes they go away. But the goal is to exceed $40,000 in donations this year, and their Hope House will not get there, again, without the tremendous support of the business community. So I encourage all businesses to go to the Hope House website, and there's information there. You can donate through their website, again, hopehousescw.org.
Thank you so much, George. And Jamie, this is so important, having the support of the community, right?
It's incredible, and I appreciate George's support and the foundation from the chamber. They actually just donated $1,000 or gave us a grant for $1,000 to provide prevention education, including the award-winning Stewards of Children, which is a child sexual abuse prevention program. And so thanks to them, we'll have the money to put workbooks in the hands of people who are participating in that, as well as for time to provide prevention and support education in Baraboo schools. So, yeah, so they've been a great support for us.
Well, Jamie, it was our pleasure. Again, this was the first year of this is the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce Foundation, newly created 501c3. And our mission is to help support educational efforts in the community. And this was a no-brainer for our board to fulfill your grant for $1,000. And we know that you're going to put it to good use, and there are going to be a lot of adults and children who are enriched through this community education project. So
thank you.
Kudos to you and your team there at Hope House. You do great work.
Thank you so much.
George, thank you so much for stopping in today. We do appreciate it. We did receive word that the carousel link for the Hope House Radio Request-a-thon has disappeared from the max.fm webpage. We have contacted our web team, and they're looking into it. You can go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, click on the link there, or you can go to max.fm, click on the calendar link, and it's right there as well.
Also under the events on the Hope House page. So we got lots of backups here.
Yes, we do. So again, go to max.fm, click the Hope House calendar event. It'll take you right to the link. We are looking to why it's missing from the top. So we want to make sure you get your request in today as well. So our web team is looking into it, and we will get that fixed as soon as possible. Now, Sandy has requested Lincoln Park, one more light. So we're going to get that going for Sandy. Sandy, thank you so much for your request and your support of Hope House. We appreciate it. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM is our Whole Pulse Radio Request-a-thon. You can go to max.fm, click on the calendar event to put your request in. The link on the top page is currently missing, but you can go to max.fm, click the calendar event. It'll take you right to the donation page. You can also go to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page to make a donation. A quick thank you to all of our sponsors for the Whole Pulse Radio Request-a-thon. Bank of Wisconsin Dells, Secure Strategic Technology, Weicker Great Day Realty, Baraboo State Bank, Lexi Dinner Theater. We're auctioning off those Monster Mash Spooktacular tickets. Right now, the current bid is $225. The value is $320, so it's undervalued. All proceeds go to Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Get your bid in now. Text 608-355-9970 to get that bid in. Also, thank you to Riverside Great Northern Railway Pumpkin Train. Aaron, we're playing all sorts of great hits today.
We really are. Some of them are a little more questionable than others. Some of them are really nice. Some of them are refreshing, actually. And I, you know, I'm curious to hear what we're going to come up with next. I said this about like 40 minutes ago, but it is the lunch hour. We just had this great food here at the radio station. If you're in an office right now, I challenge you, you and your peers, you and your associates, even the person you might not be so favorable towards in your office, come together and put some money, pool in, request a song, and you know that the money that you're pooling in together today is all going to Hope House of South Central Wisconsin and all the wonderful things that they do. And they need your support more than ever, because as we were talking about earlier, if the funding is not guaranteed, and it's not there even in some instances, right?
Yeah, we've lost a significant federal grant through the state, and it's just, I think people assume that grants are, because the work is so vital and important, and it keeps communities healthy, right? So people just assume that it's all federally or state-funded, and we do get portions from those places, but with those losses, we have to come up with that through fundraising, and so the support is critical.
And the services you provide are also critical, which is something to remember, and, you know, just think about how your donation, you think about all the times you go throughout the week and buy coffee, or you buy lunch, or you go out for dinner, or you go out for drinks. Some of that money, let's redirect it towards a good cause right here that supports the surrounding communities and the surrounding counties. Those counties, again,
Sauk, Columbia, Juneau, Marquette, and Adams.
Exactly. So make the donation, make the request, a request, a dedication. If you hear something you don't like, which I might be pulling something off the air soon, that'll be a $25 donation. Yes. You can do that as well. As Dave mentioned, max.fm, you go to the website. There are places that you can click on if you don't see our that main banner. There's other places on the website where you can click to make your donation. And I see Wendy over here. She's tabulating, looking at all the donations coming in. And we got to get to that goal. We really need your support. We have to get to $5,000. And I'm confident, David Grant, that we can do it.
I'm confident we can get there. We're at $2,195 right now. So again, if you're a business in the area and you want to make a donation, you can bring that over to 502 Oak Street, the Weicker Great Day Building, corner of 3rd and Oak, second floor, door to the right. Jamie's here from Hope House. We'll accept those donations towards our $5,000 goal, Aaron.
And if you're passing through right now listening to this radio station thinking, I have no idea who these people are and what they're doing, well, we would also love for you to donate, because you can make a donation to help people in this area. And it's as easy as just going to max.fm and or, you know, you can text us for more information if you want through our free Civic Media app. That is another way to get the information you need to make that donation today.
Yes, and we do have another request that came in, and this was for Seth. And Wendy, Seth had a special message for us today, didn't he? And what was Seth's message that he had? I'm waiting for my screen to refresh over here. I lost my connection. We're going to play David Bowie's Heroes for Seth.
Dedicated that to Hope House and the Max FM team.
So this is from Seth, dedicating it to Hope House and the Max FM team.
Thank you, Seth.
Seth, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And so here is David Bowie's Heroes on Max FM.
And you
lovers. That is that. For nothing will keep us together. We could steal time just for one day.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM is a Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. Thank you, Seth, so much. Coming up, we're going to get a quick word in from our sponsors, and thank you to Rhonda for your request. We're going to have Pharrell and Happy on Max FM. Big
deals. It's game time with Max FM Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Asgard Action Tap, Bender's Tap In, Station 136. Don't miss the action. The big deal of the day drops twice a week. And keep listening to Dave in the Morning for details on our foodie flash sale. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and get in on the savings game with Max FM Big Deals.
Tickets are on sale now for the brand new Halloween Monster Mash Spooktacular Show at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. The fun starts with an all-you-can-eat meal, including soup, roasted chicken, and all the sides, plus dessert. Then it's a family-friendly show with all your favorite ghosts and ghouls from past to present. Plus, tickets to the largest Christmas show in the Midwest, Christmas in the Dells, are now on sale. For tickets, dates, and more, head to LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM. I'm here with Nicole Gronsky from Bright Star Care with your Bright Star Care Minute. Nicole, what do you think the biggest myth is in home care?
The amount of time it takes to provide high quality in home care. Most of our clients receive between 3 and 6 hours of care per day. That is the advantage of one-on-one support. Our caregivers can come in, make sure your mom or dad, aunt or uncle have good meals, can get to their appointments, and have someone to remind them to get their medications and get them showered safely with less time, because all we're focused on is them. Being able to age in place means they don't have to suffer the fear and stress of moving from the home they built and love, and the opportunity to build lasting relationships with someone who sees sees you regularly enriches the lives of our clients. Our registered nurse oversight offers peace of mind to our clients and their families, and our Joint Commission accreditation is proof of our commitment to the highest standard of care.
Thank you, Nicole. This has been your Bright Star Care Minute with Nicole Gronsky. I'm David Grant.
Orthopedic pain, unfortunately, doesn't just go away on its own. At SSM Health, we're focused on your future well-being. If you're suffering from an orthopedic injury or discomfort, contact SSM Health's board-certified surgeons, specially trained providers, and therapists. We'll partner with you from diagnosis, during treatment, and throughout rehabilitation. Are you ready to enjoy an active lifestyle again? Call SSM Health Orthopedics to schedule an appointment.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Tons of sunshine and warmth heading our way, not only today, but for the rest of the week and into the weekend. High temperatures today will hit the mid-70s and tomorrow flirting with 80. We hold on to the low 80s for Saturday, Sunday, and even into Monday. Need a new bathroom? Upgrade for 50% off installation now from Bath Planet. Call 1-800-329-4115. Right now, 67 degrees.
Bring me down, can't none.
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM is the Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. We are at $2,195. Our goal is $5,000, so we got a long ways to go to get there. You can get your request in by going to the max.fm website. And when you go over there, you can click on the calendar event and click that. That takes you right to the donation link. $5 gets your request on there. Minimum $10 donation to do a dedication. Minimum $25 donation bumps whatever song is on the air. So please go make those donations. Now we're going to get caught up on the ones that we have. We're getting very close to being caught up on those, and we want to make sure we get to that $5,000 goal. I've agreed to dye my hair purple and teal if we hit that goal, Aaron.
And I will make sure you do dye your hair and you can't back out of it, because that's what's said has been said.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You have to go through with it.
I'm going through with it. Purple and teal fingernails. Wendy's agreed to teal fingernails. Emily's going to get purple hair, and intern Killian's going to get purple hair too. Even the intern got roped into this 3 days in.
Well, I might need purple hair because I just got my hair cut and I saw way too many grays poking through. So the dyeing of my hair is probably next. So that's fine.
I think we may talk Aaron into doing this as well. It'd be a great team building exercise for all the Max FM staff.
Hey, we're all together. We're all one unit, right?
We are. And guess what? It's time to go for the green and the gold. I'm going to let you take over because you are an expert at this.
Hey, you know what? It's what we do. It's our goal for the green and gold multi-state text to win contest with 99.7 Max FM. And it's brought to you by the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. This hour's keyword to text is enter, E-N-T-E-R. Text the word enter. When you open up your free Civic Media app, find Max FM and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to enter the word enter.